Utah Republican Party Chairman James Evans is accusing Republican State Senator Todd Weiler of encouraging some donors to stop giving money to the party. Weiler denies those allegations, but the incident is a very public representation of a divide that's growing among members of the Utah GOP over how the party chooses its candidates. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Republican Senator Todd Weiler and Utah GOP Chairman James Evans have very publicly argued on radio shows, Twitter, and most recently at the party's state convention in August.
The voters, not the party, will decide who is a Republican, and that's the way it should always be. I say vote no on this.
Which led to this response from Evans.
So if you're okay with anyone wanting to just, you know, take Senator Weiler, just let anyone come and no scrutiny, then you don't have to support this proposal.
The conflict between the two began after the legislature passed SB 54, a compromise aimed at keeping the caucus convention system as the method for electing candidates. It got even worse when Evans and other GOP leaders decided to sue the state over the bill. Evans says he doesn't have a problem with criticism, but that Weiler has crossed the line with his public opposition.
If you're part of the organization, you shouldn't try to undermine its effectiveness because you disagree on an issue.
But Weiler says he's just representing his constituents, who don't want to see the party being directed with such a heavy hand.
Maybe I'm stupid or maybe I'm courageous, but I'm not afraid of James. I'm not afraid of exercising my First Amendment rights. And if the party is going in the wrong direction, I'm not afraid to say that.
Neither would characterize their disagreement as a feud, but they won't be changing their views on what's best for the party anytime soon either. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.